WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate is expected to give final congressional approval today to a bill that will provide billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine. It passed through the House yesterday on strong arguments from supporters like Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies, the eyes of the world are upon us. And history will judge us by what we do here and now.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson said the aid package is a product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations.
The bill is opposed by some conservative Republicans. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, Israel thwarts an unprecedented attack from Iran. We'll hear from former Ambassador Michael Oren.
You cannot build deterrence power solely on defense.
The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, responds.
The president has turned his back since October 7th on Israel.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
We're taking you inside the Invergrove Hyundai Service Department. Alex, like the entire service team here, you're very experienced at servicing vehicles.
I've been a technician here at Invergrove Hyundai for 5 years.
What are you doing today?
Right now I'm working on a transmission service. About every 60,000 miles I tell a customer they're due or will be due soon for a transmission flush. It's pretty essential to get those done. If you don't change your transmission fluid, it will get all gummed up and wreck the transmission. You can spend a couple $100 on a transmission flush or thousands later on a new transmission.
Why do people come to Invergrove Hyundai for service?
When customers come in for their multi-point inspection, they're guaranteed to get a full look-through, look-over of the vehicle. I like to think it's good customer service, in and out fairly quickly, and it's great people to work with.
For immediate openings for service on your Hyundai vehicle, contact Invergrove Hyundai now, online at InvergroveHyundai.com.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Where You Live is pre-recorded and paid for by New Concepts Management Group.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time now for Where You Live with Gene Sullivan, the show that deals with the news and events that affect you the most. Whether you rent or own, live in an HOA, a single-family home, or an apartment building, Gene will tackle the issues right where you live. So, from the First Citizens Bank Studios, here's the original Man of Steel, Resolve himself, who stands for truth, justice, and the association way. Here's Gene Sullivan.
Good morning. Welcome to Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan, broadcasting from the First Citizens Bank Studios. First Citizens Bank, providing customized technology with individualized smart banking solutions for homeowner associations. Whether it's online banking fast and simple or financing for that special HOA project, you can always turn to and trust First Citizens Bank. First Citizens Bank, member FDIC. I'm also brought to you by the great folks at Extreme Exteriors. Want to say hey to the man that makes it happen, Spencer. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great as well. Let me ask you, Spencer, who is or what is the age of the oldest person you know personally?
Oh, that's a good one. Oofta. I would probably say, I think, don't quote me, Grandma, but I think my grandma's 83.
Okay.
So, yeah, all right. I mean, a lot of transitions, but I think as the eldest member, I believe that is the age.
Okay. I remember, now, I'm 66 years old, and I was born in 1958. I remember, as just briefly, and because my parents told me too, when I was about between 3 and 5 years of age, I remember they had introduced me to an old person who had lived and was born during the Civil War. And that to me is just kind of... just takes me back, you know.
Fascinating.
Yes, it is. And so I always look with fascination when Guinness Book of World Records has who's going to hold the title for the longest life. And this year, just about a week ago or so, Englishman John Alfred Tenniswood, 111 years old, confirmed as the new holder of the title by the Guinness World Records. Now, there are people who have lived longer than him, but they're gone now. I think the oldest woman ever living that the Guinness Book of Records was able to confirm was a woman in Spain who was 117, but she passed away a few years ago. And so I always find it with interest when they talk to someone who's elderly like that to put the what he thinks is important in health, in life, and to put some perspective. This gentleman, Mr. Tenniswood, was born just a couple of months after the sinking of the Titanic, August 26, 1912. Now, he was asked, what is the key to life? What would you think would be his response?
That's a good one. Exercise.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good a good observation. He mentions moderation. He says moderation is the key to a healthy life. And I think that's really true. Now, when I've heard other stories, my favorite was I got a chance to interview a guy, well, probably about 8 years ago, and he was then 103, 105 years old, had been part of World War II. He's 103 years of age. Asked him what was the key to life. He always said having a little bourbon and a cigar right after his first coffee in the morning. And of course, people like to chuckle and laugh about this, but I think this Tenniswood guy has got it right. He said, moderation is the key. He said, it doesn't matter what you do. If you do too much of anything, whether it's too much drinking, too much eating, too much walking, too much exercise, too much of anything, he said, you're going to suffer. So he said, ultimately, he said, it's moderation, but it's also just pure luck.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does. And so I kind of like what he said. Well, folks, we have a lot to share with you for on the show today. So why don't we get started as we do every week with property management in the news. Property management in the news is brought to you by the HOA Leadership Network. The HOA Leadership Network, connecting and supporting HOA leaders through education, collaboration, and research. The HOA Leadership Network is an organization by board leaders for board leaders. If you're an HOA board member or an HOA resident, you may be invited to join the HOA Leadership Network. I've been told that starting next month in May, there are going to be three new chapter locations. They've had one chapter location in Eagan. They will have three additional ones in May. And they've opened those other chapters up for your convenience and accessibility to their resources. So if you're an HOA board member or just a member of an HOA, the HOA Leadership Network meets monthly. They feature experts in the HOA industry who speak on legal matters, insurance, reserve studies, and much more. Membership is always free. So to join and find out the times and locations of the next meeting near you, please visit them at HOAleadershipnetwork.com. That's HOAleadershipnetwork.com. Well, Thomas Edison was quoted once as saying, 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think they think. And he said 85% of the people would rather die than think. So listen to our first story in property management in the news and tell me which group you believe these homeowners belong. This is from station WFTS Channel 28 News in Tampa, Florida, an ABC affiliate. Here is the story that was reported just a few weeks back. Spencer, please play the audio.
From above, it looks like an ordinary backyard pool project. But Leo and Madalie Seguado's pool, which they saved for years to build for their girls, has pitted the couple against their homeowners association.
They came to our home and designed what we would consider to be our dream. It's now turned into a nightmare.
The nightmare began in August after the couple hired a contractor before asking the HOA for permission to build the small 12 by 24 foot pool.
I never thought that my pool in any shape or form would violate or put my community in any kind of danger or anything like that.
The Whispering Oaks HOA denied their application in October,
citing some kind of a county ordinance.
Hillsborough's building department approved permits, but the HOA wasn't satisfied.
We knew we were in trouble when the HOA sent us a cease and desist to immediately stop the construction of our pool.
Construction was well underway by the time the HOA sent this cease and desist letter.
That was our first real, you know, shock of how bad was about to get.
Leo and Maydelise filed a second application. The HOA denied it, this time citing a community rule updated in 2017 that mandates a 13-foot setback between the property line and pool.
My pool would need to start here.
The Aguados say no one notified them of the setback that makes it impossible for them to add a swimming pool.
This doesn't only affect us, it affects anybody else in this community, which is most of the homes that have a smaller yard.
Determined to win an appeal, the couple hired an attorney and tracked down an engineer familiar with the subdivision. That engineer said in this letter, "In my professional opinion, there's no technical reason to object to the design and permits that were issued for the pool construction."
At this point, cost us almost $10,000 in attorney fees. I mean, emotionally, it's become a nightmare.
I spoke to the HOA's attorney. She said that the board approved the 13-foot setback over neighborhood flooding issues, and they don't plan to grant an exemption. She told me the HOA would consider proof that a change in the setback rules for the Aguados portion of the neighborhood would not adversely affect anyone else.
But the board can still say no.
Attorney Mark Lipman, who specializes in HOA cases, says boards are often reluctant to grant exemptions, even if the rules are unreasonable.
Being that they're selectively enforcing the rules for one person and not for everybody else. So it's easier for the board to say no across everything.
Next, the case goes to mediation. If the two sides don't come to an agreement, the Aguados will have to remove their pool or face a lawsuit.
As adults, you make mistakes. But those mistakes affect your children. And then how do you explain to them that you're trying to make it right?
With photojournalist Matt McLashett, I'm Jackie Calloway, taking action for you.
Well, this is the story we're going to take a look at first on Where You Live. But we're going to take a break right now, so don't go away. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Setting the standard in association management. That's New Concepts. Their professional staff is dedicated to top-notch customer care. This dedication has made them the leader at providing services to housing associations and homeowners. Your association may be looking for help with administration, consulting, financials, public relations, or vendor management. With over 140 years of combined experience, New Concepts is prepared to help you with all of your association needs, whatever they may be. New Concepts also offers construction, remodeling, maintenance, home staging, and real estate services. For all your association management or homeowner needs, call New Concepts. You can reach them at 952-922-2500. That's 952-922-2500. Or online at newconceptsgroup.com. newconceptsgroup.com. New Concepts, setting the standard in association management and providing innovations beyond.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers, people like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Carol Sullivan, a Thrivent financial professional, and I'm here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 952-484-3110 to get started.
Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial. Marketing for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc. Thrivent.com/disclosures.
HOA leaders in Minnesota are faced with a changing landscape, higher insurance costs, expensive repairs, and rising HOA fees. Learn how to become a more effective board leader by joining the HOA Leadership Network. You'll hear from experts every month who can help with insurance, landscaping, legal matters, and other critical issues affecting your HOA. Visit HOAleadershipnetwork.com to join. Membership is free. The HOA Leadership Network. By board members, for board members.
You're listening to Where You Live with Gene Sullivan.
I must admit, I have a hard time coming up with sympathy for this couple. It was Confucius who once said, a man who does not think and plan ahead will find trouble right at his door. And that's exactly what is happening for the Aguado family living in the Whispering Oaks Homeowners Association. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan. I'm broadcasting to you each week from the First Citizens Bank Studios. Before we get back to our topic, let me give a shout out to another great sponsor of our show, and that's Extreme Exteriors. You can count on Extreme Exteriors to provide you with affordable, quality home exterior solutions. Backed by expert craftsmanship and installation to always ensure lasting performance. With over 20 plus years of experience, why not call the company that both HOA boards and association managers trust? That name, Extreme Exteriors. The number to call, 651-237-0745. The number again, 651-237-0745, and let them know Gene sent you. Before we get back to our topic, let's also take a minute to hear from the Community Associations Institute. Here is the CAI Minute.
Are you a member of the Community Associations Institute? For nearly 40 years, CAI has provided education and resources to volunteer homeowners who govern community associations and the professionals who support them. Visit CAIonline.org to learn more. The address again is CAIonline.org. CAI helps Community Associations board members by providing online resources, in-person training, and hard copy publications written by association management experts. CAI offers community managers professional development, networking opportunities, and a certification program that is established as the industry standard nationwide. Minnesota has its own chapter of the Community Associations Institute to bring resources and tools from community associations around the country right to your home. Visit www.cai-mn.com to learn more and become a member of CAI today. Your community and management company will benefit from your involvement. Join the Community Associations Institute today at cai-mn.com and click on membership.
Now, if you're just joining us, we, in our last segment, shared the story of the Aguado family in Tampa, Florida. They're in a legal fight with their HOA. Why? Because they want to build a swimming pool in their backyard. And the HOA is pushing back. This is a place in Florida where pools can be found in the backyards of a lot of homes. But this story, I think, is special and why I picked it today. I think the entire story can be encapsulated in one phrase. When Leo Aguado said, I never thought.
I never thought. I never thought. I never thought.
Yes, exactly. My question to him would be, why didn't you? So
I never thought.
Yes, exactly, Leo. I know you haven't thought of the reason why. But let's look at the circumstances here, okay? The Aguados have lived in their homeowners association for years. In fact, the story begins by saying that they had been saving money for a number of years in hopes of building a swimming pool. Well, you don't just save the money and say, okay, let's do it. There's a lot of thinking and preparation, you would think, that has to go in. So we are to believe in all of those years of living in the HOA as they were saving their pennies and their dollars for this swimming pool, that in all of that time, that the Aguados never received one notice from their homeowners association about a reminder that approval for anything outside of their home needs prior approval from the homeowner association board. We're to believe in all those years that they never talked to not one other homeowner who talked about going to the HOA and getting approval for an outdoor project. We're to believe in all those years and when they went to the city to obtain a permit, no one in building permits asked, is your home located in a homeowners association? I've been to a number of cities and have been to their building permits department. That's one of the first questions they always ask. Do you live in a homeowners association? Because then they're going to be the first to tell you, you also, even though you're getting approval here, need to get approval from your HOA. Are we to believe in all those years that they were never presented with something called the Homeowner Association's governing documents? Are we to believe in all these years that no realtor ever said to them that they need to be aware of what you were agreeing to prior to purchasing in an HOA? Are we to believe in all those years that they never had to sign something prior to closing to that statement? Are we to believe that they didn't have the time to plan for everything? I think you get my picture here. But as the story states, that construction was well underway by the time the HOA denied the couple's first application. So they went ahead. Approval by the HOA board be damned. They started the construction, and now the HOA, hearing about it, probably because neighbors said, hey, nobody asked us what we thought. Hey, there's a lot of noise going on over here. There's a lot of building. And the HOA sends a letter. Hey, you need to get approval. And this is months after construction had already begun. So not only did the Aguados never thought, they're also coming up as their defense. We were never notified of the 13-foot setback. So let's take a look at the two most frequently used defensive gambits used by people who want things done their way living in an HOA. And these are things that in my 38 years in this industry, I hear the most. The two fallback positions that homeowners always use, the first is to feign credulity gambit. Oh, I never knew. I never thought.
I never thought.
Exactly. The other is, it's not my fault. Let's look at each one. But before we do, let's take another break, shall we? So don't go away. You're listening to Where You Live on AM 1280 The Patriot, back after these messages.
Hello, this is Jeannie Sigler from Extreme Exteriors. We are a trusted family-owned business that provides expert inspections and installation of roofing, siding, decks, gutters, windows, and more. For over 20 years, Extreme Exteriors has serviced single and multifamily home exteriors. Visit us on the web at xtremeexteriors.com or give us a call at 763-441-1334. We're here for all your home exterior needs.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Let's move safely together, Minnesota. If you're behind the wheel, slow down and watch for people walking, day or night, and stop for people crossing the road. When you're out walking, be alert and look for vehicles in all directions before crossing the road. If you can, cross in a well-lit area. When we work together, everyone gets home safely. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Brandon Tatum weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Charlie Kirk at 7. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
At CIT, we understand that in life, change is the only constant. For over 100 years, we've helped customers like you gain the financial flexibility you need to adapt to change. Whether you're building your business or your savings, we know that each day presents a new opportunity to turn your potential into financial strength. That's tomorrow thinking, empowering you to bank like you. Learn more at CIT.com. Member FDIC.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
You're listening to Where You Live with Gene Sullivan.
Welcome back to Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan. I'm broadcasting to you from the First Citizens Bank Studios. I'm also brought to you by Extreme Exteriors. Before we get back to our topic, let me remind you of just some of the great resources we have available for you. Go to our website at newconceptsgroup.com. There you will find a preferred vendor directory with over 55 categories of everything an HOA is looking for in products and services. It's great, especially if you're a self-managed HOA. Perhaps you're looking for a quote in managing your homeowner association. Perhaps it's in managing your rental property. Or perhaps you just like to connect with me because you have an issue or a question you need to tackle on the show. Perhaps you have a story that you think needs to be shared. My contact information, all that and more, is there at newconceptsgroup.com. And remember, if you ever miss my show, Saturdays at 10 a.m., please note, The Patriot always plays an encore airing of Where You Live every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1280. Well, we're talking about the Aguados. They are in a battle with their HOA because they wanted to put in a pool. But if you live in an HOA, one of the things that I think most people know and understand, if you're going to do anything that's going to change the exterior of your home, and because you live in close proximity to so many other people, you have to get prior approval from the Homeowners Association before just doing something. I mean, you have a right, you know, in this society, you have a right to swing your arms any way you want to, but your right to swing your arm ends before it hits my nose. Your right to put in a pool may be determined on things that need to be moved in another direction, like irrigation lines. We have to make sure that things aren't set back and that you're not setting this new pool or whatever it is you want added to your to the property too close to the property line or on someone else's property. You have to also talk about letting other neighbors know. Isn't that just the kind, gracious thing to do? Well, it is this Leo Guadu who said, I never thought, you know, that anything was going to ever be a problem here. And so I said with associations, I seem to hear from people living in an HOA when something's being done and the HOA now comes and says, hey, wait a minute here, time out. The two most frequently used defensive gambits are the feign credulity gambit and it's not my fault gambit. And let's look at each one. First one, to feign credulity. You know, that's when a person says, I never thought, I didn't think it's possible that this could be something that bothers other people. So at best, you're saying you can't even think that it's possible that you're bothering other people. At worst, what you're saying is, I don't care what other people think. Both begin with, I never thought. But which is it?
Folks, never thought.
Exactly. Thank you. Folks, wherever you live, whatever you do, you can't go wrong with practicing the golden rule. And that's simply treating others how you would like to be treated. When you go through having to obtain a city permit or an HOA ARC approval request, what is it that you're really doing? Why is it? Is it just because of bureaucracy? That organizations just want to make you just jump through hoops? No, there is hopefully what is set, a certain standard. A standard of saying, this is the bare minimum of what we expect in showing care and consideration for your neighbors. And that's not just doing something whenever you want to, because you can, because this is my house, this is my castle, but because you care about other people, because during the building process, other people are going to be bothered. Because during the building process, something might go wrong. Okay? You're showing care for others and how they might react or respond when you practice the golden rule. In this case, the HOA had what I thought was a genuine concern for demanding a 13-foot setback. Do you remember what that was? The HOA said that we're concerned that once the pool is built, and if it's less than 13 feet setback from the property line, there could be flooding issues that'll happen. Flooding issues because you're now too close to another person's property, and that'll affect someone else's property. Does anybody ever think to ask, why does the HOA come up with that rule? Why 13 feet? Do you think maybe It could have been 20 feet. Maybe it could have been 5 feet. Why did they do 13 feet? Did anybody ask why the HOA has this rule? Folks, could it possibly be that this kind of thing with flooding has happened, oh, maybe once or twice before? Is the HOA being unreasonable when they stated to the Aguados, we will reconsider changing this rule? How wonderful. They said, all you need to do is help us demonstrate that no other properties are going to be adversely affected by flooding. Is that a reasonable request? I kind of think so. I mean, we heard something from other engineers. If another engineer wanted to, if the Aguados wanted to actually pay an engineer and have the engineer state that with their personal reputation that this is going to be fine and not going to be a problem, instead of being an armchair quarterback who gets called by the TV station to give a quick opinion, that would mean something, wouldn't it? It wouldn't have been that much for the Aguados to have gone through that ahead of time. But guess what? They would have found out about this had they gone through the process in a very thoughtful manner. They saved for years. They were thoughtful about how to save and how to get ready for it. They were probably thoughtful in picking out and selecting a contractor. Why not include the HOA in this? They could have had all of this done prior to construction, and they could have had nothing but just peace and wonderfulness, okay? But like I said, I'm sure the HOA has had this kind of thing happen before. That's why they had a concern and had a demand of a 13-foot setback. But let's say that you think that the HOA is being unreasonable. I guess the Aguados think so. And so the Aguados just go ahead and they put in their pool. And now what happens, maybe a year, maybe it's 2 years down the road, the first time, flooding takes place in someone else's home. What are the Aguados going to say at that point? Are they going to say, I'm sorry, I'll make sure we fix that? No, I don't think so. I think they're going to say, I didn't know. I didn't think. I never thought. They're going to say, it's not my fault. And who is going to be left? And the one who's going to be sued? Is it going to be the city because they gave the permit? No, it's going to be the HOA. Because someone's going to say, you're the HOA and you didn't try to push back when this person was building the pool. Well, that's exactly what the HOA is doing right now. Let's deal with the it's not my fault gambit. This is the person who can't take responsibility for their life's actions. They take a look at themselves and say they are merely a small boat tossed at sea, blown here and blown there. These are people who, in my opinion, haven't grown up. You say that's strong words, Dean. Yeah, it is. You know what? You don't expect a toddler to be able to handle and control the family dog when it runs out against other people in the neighborhood, do you? But the adults, the mom and dad, that's a different matter. Wouldn't you agree? There's a different expectation we have for a toddler than we have for an adult. A toddler is someone who is blown here and there. That's someone who doesn't have and can't take really a lot of responsibility for their life. That's not true of an adult. These people believe that they have no ability or control of their destiny when someone says it's not my fault. When you believe you're just a pawn, have no control, that's when it's easy to take on the victim mentality. That's when you look at everyone else. It's government's responsibility. It's the HOA's responsibility. It's not mine. You know, instead of this being a sad story with people crying at the end saying, we made a mistake, but those mistakes affect our children. And then they looked in the camera and said, how do you explain to them that you are trying to make it right? That sounds like a victim, doesn't it? That sounds like someone who has no control. But instead, you know what this story could have been about? It could have been a story about people who had a special heartfelt desire to have something come true for their children. It could have been a story about how they saved money. It could have been a story of how they planned and did not give up hope. And when they came up with pushback the first time, how they solved the situation by helping people to come to an agreement. They could, and how they got approval from the board. And they would have had it installed and would have been put in because they took initiative. They took control. And then they would have showed to their children, instead of saying, how do we make this right? They could have shown that here is a mom and dad with smarts and ability, with respect and care for others, to make things happen and to see change. This could have been a wonderful story. These are the kinds of stories I want to see. Well, let's take another break. Don't go away. We've got more Where You Live after these messages.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Carol Sullivan, a Thrivent financial professional, and I'm here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 952-484-3110 to get started.
Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., thrivent.com/disclosures.
Tomorrow brings a brand new day. For your business, for your family, for the promise of new financial opportunity. For over 100 years, CIT has been turning potential into financial strength with the tools, expertise, and agility to bank like your best days are ahead. That's tomorrow thinking, empowering you to bank like you. Learn more at CIT.com. Member FDIC.
Midwest Fence is the type of fence company your brother, your uncle, your cousin, or your neighbor would recommend, because they too went with them for their fence and figured out pretty quickly Midwest was the obvious choice. Not only were the costs kept low because Midwest Fence is the largest fence company in the state and thus buys in bulk and passes the savings on to you, but just the fact that this company has vastly more experience with fences than anyone else gives a person a certain peace of mind. Folks, they've been at this since Truman was president. Driving down the road in Minnesota, you see the handiwork of Midwest Fence all around you. And those people who went with Midwest will tell you it was hardly a difficult decision. You won't find a greater variety of design options, nor more down-to-earth people ready to work with you. Midwest Fence, the ones your neighbors recommend. Learn more at MidwestFence.com.
Setting the standard in association management. That's New Concepts. Their professional staff is dedicated to top-notch customer care. This dedication has made them the leader at providing services to housing associations and homeowners. Your association may be looking for help with administration, consulting, financials, public relations, or vendor management.
With over 140 years of combined experience, New Concepts is prepared to help you with all of your association needs, whatever they may be. New Concepts also offers construction, remodeling, maintenance, home staging, and real estate services. For all your association management or homeowner needs, call New Concepts. You can reach them at 952-922-2500. That's 952-922-2500. Or online at newconceptsgroup.com. newconceptsgroup.com. New Concepts, setting the standard in association management and providing innovations beyond.
Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
You're listening to Where You Live with Gene Sullivan.
Welcome back. This is Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan, broadcasting to you from the First Citizens Bank Studios. And, of course, I'm also brought to you by Extreme Exteriors. Let me just say, I always appreciate the fact that you take time out of your busy weekend to stop by and listen to Where You Live. And, again, just like to remind you that if you ever miss our show, 10 a.m. on The Patriot, there's always an encore airing of Where You Live every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Well, in our last story here for the day, we have a legislative update. That's right. And with the legislature, as we know, with legislators, when the only tool they have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And yep, there they go at it. Legislating our way out of anything that ever bad will come to us. And that's what we're going to be talking about in our last story here. It sounds like a wonderful thing. Just a few months ago, there was a coming out of California from Contra Costa News. The headlines read, "There's a bill to protect low-income homeowners from skyrocketing HOA fees." And it heads now to the governor's desk for signature. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? If you take a look at this story, here is that legislator, a proud gentleman named Matt Haney, and there he is, big smile on his face, his arms crossed like he's Superman. Picture of power. I've done something here. I'm proud. There's a bill to protect low-income homeowners from skyrocketing HOA fees. It was Assembly Bill 572 that passed. And it says that this bill, let's read it now. It says this bill prohibits steep homeowner association fees increases that push low-income homeowners into foreclosure. Well, how do they do this? Matt Haney's got a simple idea. All we need to do is cap it and say it's illegal for an association to ever have an association fee more than 5% increase in one given year. But then it also says, plus the rate of inflation, or 10%, whichever is less. So, what is it? Is it a 5% cap? No, it's not. Typical politicians speak. It's a 5% cap. Oh, with the rate of inflation of 10%, whichever is less, below market rate. Oh, a lot of garbledygook, right? So the story goes on. Many cities across the state of California have created inclusionary housing programs. Isn't that a wonderful word? We like inclusionary, right? that require developers to provide a percentage of affordable homes to be sold at below market value. Okay, understand that. They want to have affordable homes. They're trying to encourage builders to do that at a price point. But here's the sticker that Matt Haney said he noticed, and that is, although there are income limits on the mortgages of a home, if it's considered low income, he said there are no limits on HOA fees. Well, there can't be, Mr. Haney, because HOA fees, you're talking about the cost of living. Okay? And if you want to control HOA fees to be under than 5%, why don't you control the cost of goods and services not to go above 5%? Why not say that none of the contractors who service an HOA can have more than a 5% increase? Why don't you say that if you're going to buy building materials, that there can't be more than a 5% increase than the year before? Why don't you, in government, Mr. Haney, tell the city and the county who taxes everybody that the property taxes won't go above a 5% increase? Why don't you talk to the utility companies that they can't go above a 5% increase? You get my picture. He has no understanding here. He said there's a clear deficiency in our current policy. He said we have a maximum on how much people have to pay for their mortgage, but no limitations on how much their HO fees can increase by. He says this is pushing families to foreclose. No, it's not that that's pushing people to foreclose. It's not just the HOA fees. It's the groceries. It's the gas. And it is the gas tax. It is the property tax. It is the utilities and all the taxes you put on and so many other things. Currently, the state of California states that they have a maximum that HOAs in the state of California cannot have an increase of 20% for all homeowners, regardless of income level, unless the association has an agreement with a majority of the homeowners. Here's the sticker, though. Okay? So we're to believe, we have this proud picture of Mr. Haney with his arms crossed, big smile, and it says, bill to protect low-income homeowners from skyrocketing homeowner fees. What's the last line of this story, folks? It says, get this, when signed into law, this bill would only impact developments with governing documents signed after January 1, 2025. So let me ask you, who has Mr. Haney helped? Has anybody now, and between now and 2025, the end of this year, been helped? No, but we're told in this headline that there here's a bill to protect low-income people. No, it is not. It is a photo op for a politician who said the right things to try and get elected once again. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend, everybody, and let's do this again next week here on Where You Live.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Where You Live is paid for by New Concepts Management Group.
Water softener technology has come a long way. So if yours has seen better days, call Commerce Water. Right now, get $400 trade-in for your old water softener, and Commerce will haul it away. Call Commerce Water for a new softener. Commerce.com.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AM 1280, The Patriot.